Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
This is that crazy lunatic, your record geek, that record hoarder, Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave, both the hits and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, as I bring you my Relics and Rarity show. Exactly what we do. We will charge ahead. 1959, Kid Valley production there by the Renegades. Day to day, beginning my Relics and Rarities show.
I wanna be with you so bad. I wanna be with you.
late 1972. The great sound of the Raspberries, one of the many great bands that came out of the Cleveland, Ohio area. And I want to be with you, and I want you to keep on loving me. On loving at 45 from the summer of 66, the late Francis Nero and Keep On Loving Me. Here's an artist that everybody still loves. This is Peter Noon.
Ooh, la 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 la, my baby. can we make it like we did before? Can we make it like we did before? Should I love you more than I did love? Should I kiss you more than I did? Should I love you more than I did love? Should I kiss you more than I did?
Special treat for all the Noonatics, a Peter Noon 45 that fell through the cracks from September of 1972. That sounds to me like that should have been a hit record. Of course, he recorded with Hermits Hermits on the MGM record label, but in the early 70s, recording that on the Bell record label, Peter Noon in a tune called Should I? And of course, Peter Noon, he keeps surfacing. He's always outperforming and puts on one of the best shows of all the oldies artists out there. He's just so great in concert. I love Peter Noon. And of course, he hooked up with a New Jersey band, a really cool band called The Weaklings. And they've got a really cool video out. They did a cover of the Easy Beat song, Friday on My Mind. So that's something that you definitely want to check out. Peter Noon, Day of the Rave, my Relics of Rarity show as we broadcast from the No Static Attic. Sound of the Grassroots. Haven't heard this one in a while. It's called Loving Things, and I'm loving playing all these cool records for you right here on Relics and Rarities.
It's the loving things you do that make me grow so close to you. Say that give me comfort every day. By your side I'm gonna stay to hear the loving things, baby, that you say. Since that day our love began, I've become a new and happy man. I can't hold my head up high when you are near. I touch the sky with your soft and sweet caress. You brought me such tenderness.
Sound of the Grassroots there, Loving Things. The number 50 record this very week in March of 1969.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
I'm gonna get some love. I've got a dream.
Find the love that's true.
I've gotta find a girl.
that girl. I'm gonna get some love.
I'm gonna get some love.
She's gonna be so sweet. I'm gonna love her so.
What a cool record that is on the Coastline record label from 1966. They called themselves the California Sons, S-O-N-S, California Sons. I'm gonna get some love, and yes, well, I deserve love, right? Of course, everybody tells me that I got what it takes.
You don't try. You got what it takes,
hey, yeah,
to satisfy,
hey, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah, you got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place, you don't dress with the best of taste, and nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste, and nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy,
yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, and whoa, whoa, whoa. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste, and nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy,
yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul.
I might not live in a pretty place, and I might not be driving around in a big old fancy car, but when it comes to the Relics Rarity Show, all I need is a whole bunch of cool records, and that I've got. Marv Johnson, You've Got What It Takes, later a hit for the Dave Clark 5, and some, including myself, would argue that that song was actually originally done by a guy by the name of Bobby Parker on the VJ record label, but you know, it's kind of a big controversy about that. But I really do believe that you'll, if you look like the early 50s, well, not the early 50s, like say 58, 59, you'll find that Bobby Parker, VJ45, did that song, You've Got What It Takes. Dave the Rave on my Relics and Rarities show.
Programmed from the heart, not some research chart. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
It's a break-in. We're raiding the vaults of Tamla Motown.
Gave you my all and all. I was
really and truly have had to raid the vaults of Tamla Motown for that. From 1964, but never released. Great track there from Kim Weston in a tune called Absent Minded Lover, a tune written by the great Smokey Robinson. Robinson and the Miracles there from 1967, and I second that emotion.
He's got a turntable and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
I need a girl like you, 'cause I'm the girl that I tell.
summer of 1966. That is an expensive Garage 45, almost like equivalent to like a mortgage payment or something, out of Grottoes, Virginia, on the Tonka record label. The group called The Big Beats. The Big Beats, a pretty cool double-sided 45 by The Big Beats. That was a tune called I Need You, as I bring you The Association. Association, and along comes Mary, and also not only Mary, but along comes Dave the Rave's mystery oldie 45 from last week. Yes, just about every week on the program I play a 45 from way back when, back in typically in the 60s. You get one guess only. You got to tell me who's doing the record. This was last week's mystery oldie 45.
Shadows of stone. She stood on the edge of my mind. I tried to push her away. I shut and locked the door. Her eyes grew large and asking,
and the smell of incense fills her room. Expectation.
What happened to childhood dreams? The sidewalk smothers us tomorrow.
And the smell of incense fills a room.
Mystery Holdy 45, and I thought I'd stump a lot of people, but what a great audience we have on the Relics of Rarity show. A lot of people figured out who did that record. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's on quite a streak, that Gary Mason. Don Rare, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Ed Flash from Allentown, Wisconsin. Kevin Buxton from Campbell Sport, Wisconsin. Dawn and Larry Kukan, South Plainfield, New Jersey. Santi in South Beach, Florida. Bill Wanner in Mooresville, North Carolina. Harold Fritkis, Edison, New Jersey. And David Greenman Smyska, Stone Bank, Wisconsin. They knew that from October of 1968 out of Dallas, Texas, the group called Southwest FOB, covering a West Coast pop art experimental 45. Yes, that's the group that had that song first there, but the group that had that hit record was Southwest FOB. Southwest FOB, once again, a song that peaked at number 56 on the Billboard Top 100, and a group which consisted of people like Dan Seals and John Coley, who, of course, later on had success as England Dan and John Ford Coley. So congratulations to my winners. We'll have a brand new Mystery Oldie coming up for you in just a little bit. So jot down my phone number, because when I play the Mystery Oldie, you can call me up immediately and after the show as well, 609-948-4487. That's 609-948-4487. You get one guess and one guess only when we play the game. And you can also email me, dave@davetherave.com.
When I want to speak to you, it sometimes takes a week or two to think of things I want to say to you. But words just stay on the tip of my tongue. When the skies are not so blue, there's nothing left for me to do. Just think of something new to say to you. But words just stay on the tip of my tongue. People say I'm lonely. Only you know that's not true. All is said and done, I'll marry you, and we will live as one. With no more words on the tip of my tongue. People say I'm lonely. Only you know that's not true. You know I'm waiting for a chance. I'll marry you, and we will live as one. With no more words on the tip of my tongue. No more, no words on the tip of my tongue. No, no, no words on the tip of my tongue.
Didn't really gain success over here in America, but he was popular in England. Tommy Quickly in a tune called Tip of My Tongue.
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
Baby! Oh, baby! Boop-a-loop down Broadway. Yeah!
the Rave for your fave.
It's time to take off with the Dave the Rave Soul Patrol.
If you want some loving, try me. And if you want some hugging, try me. Cause baby, I know what to do for you. And if you're lonely, try me. Cause I love you only, try me. Cause baby, I sure know what to do. When I call you on the telephone, you said that you're busy and you're not alone. But I know you're afraid to take a chance, yes, you are. You had so much trouble with your past romance. But don't worry, Lord, don't you worry, baby. Try me, try me. You can try me. Salary, try me. Cause baby, I sure know what to do for you. But don't worry, Lord, don't you worry, baby.
Soul Patrol. Woo. Got to dig it. Can't turn it loose. I love that record. Blast in the speakers here and No Static Attic on that one. On the Four Brothers record label, Tyrone, the Wonder Boy. Yes, that's what it says in parentheses, the Wonder Boy. And of course, that Tyrone, well, yes, it was Tyrone Davis. But back in the early days, he simply called himself Tyrone, the Wonder Boy. Once again, on the Four Brothers record label, in a tune called Try Me. Well, Dave the Rave, yours truly says, try this next record. It's my Mystery Oldie 45. We play just for fun. You get one guess only. I'll take calls right now and after the show, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. Or email me, and in the subject of your email, be sure to put Mystery Oldie, the email address dave@davetherave.com. If you end up calling and going to the overflow, definitely leave your name and phone number, and I will call you back. 609-948-4487. Who is singing this record? Good luck as we play Mystery Oldie.
No milk can kill it, cause I feel it.
yesterday's Mystery Oldie 45. One guess only, playing just for fun. 609-948-4487 or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Who did that last record? And, of course, we'll send out this next record to Mark Greenberg. Yes, he got a nasty bruise on his forehead there by his eye. Not sure what happened, but we're wishing Mark Greenberg, the drummer of this group, Richard and the Young Lions, a quick recuperation.
Yeah, it's been a nasty, nasty day. Y'all, in a nasty, nasty way. She turned me down today.
Greenberg, drummer of Richard and the Young Lions, who gave us his great record. You take care of that nasty cut. Nasty on the Philips record label.
Dave the Rave has what you crave. Call the Rave for your fave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 115,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
She still thinks that I love her. She still thinks that I need her. And I need her, oh, she still thinks that I care. She still thinks that I'm her boy when she wants.
wants one, I'm her toy. She still thinks that I love her. She still thinks that I need her. Oh, she still thinks that I care. She still thinks that I want her. She still thinks that she's my girl. She still thinks that I'm her boy. When she wants one, I'm her toy.
What a cool record that is. I want to thank Kevin Buxton from Campbellsport, Wisconsin. He turned me on to that particular record. So I went out and bought the record because I wasn't familiar with that record. But what a cool record out of McCordsville, Indiana, from November of 1965. The group called The Noblemen on the Prism record label, and a record called She Still Thinks I Love Her. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week. So go out and find the record. That's going to do it for my Relics Rarity show. I'd like to stay here forever. I really would like to go through my entire record collection. Dave the Rave, your record geek, with my Relics Rarity show. Because if you've got a lost 45, we'll take the Relics Rarities challenge. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. You contact me, Dave, at DaveTheRave.com, or just dial me up. Let's talk. 609-948-4487. Syndicated shows and the ability to get a Dave the Rave Relics Rarities t-shirt at my website, www.DaveTheRave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.